This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. You got to get a face mask? We got two for you to choose from. Oh, yeah. A cool skull face mask that's got the Rock logo, or a cool camo face mask that's got the Rock logo. Either one looks awesome. I suggest you get both. That way, you know, one's in the wash while one's on your face, and vice to the versa. How about that? If you would like to purchase one or both of these masks for you or pretty much everybody in your life, go to KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play.
Turn down for tequila!
Because it's Tuesday, tequila!
Yeah!
I see what you did there.
Yeah, look at that. I'll probably remember to do that every once in a while.
I think tequila's good. That's, you know, Tequila Tuesday's tequila.
Yeah, you have two shots and then you're good to go.
Oh, yes.
Probably.
Yeah, I will.
Good to go where?
Go to bed?
Yeah, exactly.
Go to party?
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Tony in Kent. Tony, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. All right, Steve. Get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Tony will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Tony, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Rob Zombie was a production assistant for which well-known children's show?
Oh, God, pass.
What year did the U.S. first land on the moon?
1968.
No.
66.
No.
69.
Yes. How many times has J-Lo been married?
3.
Yes. Polar bears mainly feed on what animals?
Fish.
No.
Pass.
Zayn Malik was a member of which British boy band?
Pass.
In 2013, Jeff Bezos purchased which daily newspaper?
Pass.
According to science, an eon is about how many years?
100?
No.
10?
No.
25?
No. What decade of the 20th century was the Girl Scouts of America formed?
Pass.
In which month does the U.S. celebrate President's Day?
December?
No. And Tony dropped a deuce.
Tony, you are in my age group. What is going on, brother? I could see if you were in your 20s and you might not know some of this stuff.
Some of them, though, I mean, I can understand that he wouldn't. Oh,
nerves right there. He just said he was
all
nervous.
Right, that makes sense. I knew something had to be up because you get up on this big stage, the numbers are ticking, and I'm just yelling stuff at you.
I didn't realize the stage was that big.
It's a very big stage.
A big stage here.
Yes. Tens of people listening to you fail.
We have a lot of those tens of people. So yeah. Oh, look who just walked in the room. Look at Mr. Fancy over there.
Oh, yeah, so fancy
as they come.
Are you ready?
Rob Zombie was a production assistant for which well-known children's show?
Oh, Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yes. What year did the U.S. first land on the moon?
1969.
Yes.
Nice.
How many times has J-Lo been married?
3 times.
Yes.
Nice.
Polar bears mainly feed on what animals?
Fish.
No.
Feed on cats.
No. What the hell?
Rabbits?
No! Zayn Malik was a member of what British boy band?
One Direction.
I'm glad 1D. You know that one.
1D.
Yes. In 2013, Jeff Bezos purchased which daily newspaper?
The Washington Post.
Yes.
Good job.
According to science, an eon is about how many years?
A million?
No.
1,000?
No.
100?
No. Oh. What decade of the 20th century was Girl Scouts of America formed?
What decade? The 50s?
No.
The 40s?
No.
The 30s.
No.
Oh.
In which month does the U.S. celebrate President's Day?
February.
Yes. About 95% of a jellyfish is what substance?
Water.
Yes. And Steve, you win 7-2. Oh,
yeah, man. Tony dropped the douche.
He did.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tony.
That's what I think.
Better luck next time.
Peace out, brother.
And now that he's done it, maybe he can come back and the nurse won't be there.
Yeah.
It's like sex.
Okay.
First time's awkward.
Gets better after that.
There you go.
Less awkward every time.
A couple of them that you missed. Well, Tony didn't actually get. So, polar bears mainly feed on what animals?
I got to be thinking penguins.
No, you're close, though.
Oh.
Birds?
No, not birds.
Roosters.
Seals.
Oh, that's right. I knew they fed. They
kind of look like.
I knew they fed on something up there. Damn. You know that like that I wouldn't expect would just be fish. Yep. You know, it's like all right.
According to science, an eon is how many years?
I was going to say 1,000, so I don't know.
50? You were close when you said a million. Well, not really close, but it was sort of close. A billion.
A billion.
That's an eon?
About 1 billion years.
Wow, okay.
Really long time. And then the decade that this 20th century that the Girl Scouts were formed in?
Well, I'd be guessing now, but it's going to be like, I would go 10s or 20s.
Yep, 10s. Yep. Yeah. Yep, it's been around for a while.
Yeah, it
when
has.
Did they start doing the cookies?
Oh,
I have no idea.
Start doing the cookies.
That's when they really took off.
Yeah,
it really was.
That's
when they started getting respect.
Yeah, and we're getting close to that, aren't we? Isn't February cookie season for them?
I have no idea.
I feel like it's right in the middle of winter.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be doing any of the standing outside of the stores or anything like
that. They might do it all virtually.
Yeah, like they did last year.
And believe me, people, even though you got the folks trying to stick to their diets, they're the other folks that are going, this COVID's driving me crazy.
I need a couple of bucks of those Thin Mints.
Because right now the rollout of the vaccine seems to be slower than it should be, which pisses me off just because I had plans of when my life was going to resume this year.
What are you going to get, the PS5 or the vaccine first? Both are just ridiculous to get.
You're absolutely right. Which one will come sooner? You're absolutely right. I'm mad at both Sony and Pfizer and everybody else. You know, it's like, couldn't you get both to me at the same time when I want it? I want it.
Give it to me. I'm sure you got a hookup. Maybe like your hairstylist guy. He probably knows someone.
He knows somebody, what, for Sony's or for
vaccines?
For the vaccine. Why would my hairstylist guy
know
somebody who's got vaccines?
Well, you said he deals with all the highfalutin people. He probably has a doctor or two.
Oh, he's probably going to hook up for
network.
In that case, he's got to hook up for himself. I'm not too sure I would get to benefit from that.
I saw somewhere, I can't remember where it happened, but somebody was like, there was a place where people had to go to get the vaccine. You know, there's like a shelf life to the vaccine. And apparently, there was like a couple people just in the store, and the pharmacy person or whatever was just like, do you want a vaccine? If you do, I could give you one right now. Otherwise, it's going to waste. And they're like, well, I wasn't planning on getting a vaccine today, but I might as well get it.
What? So that somebody was lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time?
I read it the other day about some kind of random situation where somebody was offered the vaccine and was just like, well, I'm not going to pass it up. I wasn't planning on it.
So how often is that happening, that they're going to waste because they can't get it to people?
Oh, that's been the big issue, is that they're...
Wow.
Because people are trying to, like... I've read some stories where, like, you know, they're like, oh, they're trying to make sure they're getting it to the right people first, but they're also prolonging the process by doing that. So then there's some of the vaccines only have a certain amount of time before it's not good anymore.
I have got a prediction, and that is, and this is something that I think everybody is going to want to have answers to. Like, Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Mm-hmm.
When you tell me stuff like that, when there's other things concerning how medically this has all been handled,
you know, from the distribution of like products that everybody needed and equipment. The medical industry in general and how it operates with our government is really, it seems to be a big mess.
Yep.
You know, people getting their checks and then all of the fraud that happened in Washington State when everybody, you know, took all that money and we had to go get it back. I mean, right now, to me, government in general has a lot of explaining to do. Like, wow, you guys really are a mess. You're not as good as you could be. And we pay a lot of tax money. Or maybe we don't pay a lot of tax money and maybe it's time to think about paying more. I have no idea, but there's a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, it was a 31-year-old law student by the name of David. He unexpectedly got the COVID vaccine at a grocery store when him and a friend went into a grocery store with a friend. And then the pharmacist is like, I have 2 doses of the Moderna vaccine that was about to expire and the store is closing. So they're just like, yeah, we might as well jump at this opportunity.
Yeah, see, people want to believe in conspiracy theories as opposed to just incompetence. You know something? That's where I go. I go, you know how you live your life and the people around you. It doesn't mean because somebody's a highfalutin politician or businessman that incompetence isn't part of their lives, too. Incompetence is a thing that's responsible for a lot of stuff in life where we go, how could this happen? And you're like, incompetence. Incompetence happens at every level of humanity.
And also, there's all who you know thing, too. So I guess it happened in somewhere in Hamilton County, wherever the hell that is.
That's somewhere near where Alexander Hamilton was.
Tennessee, yeah. Apparently.
Oh, how y'all doing?
Somebody that was like in control of all the doses was giving them to their friends.
Of course,
turning people away.
Of course they were. I mean, negligence, incompetence. I mean, all of this is just humanity. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, who's, you know, whoever's in charge, unfortunately, the buck stops with you.
More important, who's got the hookup on the Girl Scout cookies?
That's more important. And you know what? The good news with that, Steve, is that we know somebody is going to contact you and tell you they got the hookup.
Everybody is.
Everybody will. You will
I
not
joke about that.
That.
I mean, yeah, please.
It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you, you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? We got your calls. We got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock. The Rock, that's us. That's who we are. The Rock of Seattle. Hey, it's Listeners on the Loose. You know what to do? Oh, you don't? Well, see, the idea is this. You are going to start talking about something that's important to you. Therefore, you're guiding the show. You're picking the topic. Now, whether you do it via 206-421-ROCK or texting us at 77999, Steve does have a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. So show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I said, guys, especially Migs, have you seen that Ben & Jerry's is now making ice cream for dogs?
Awesome.
I did see that this morning.
All right.
Yeah.
I wonder if humans can eat it.
I would hope so.
I think we talked about the possibility before in saying no. There's something. I mean, it's not really ice cream.
It probably won't be as tasty.
They're called doggy desserts. Look, I have no problem. There's a lot of people that are doing more with their pets than people used to do with their pets. So why not try to make more money off of people that, you know, get pleasure out of doing this? Because it's not dairy-based. They use sunflower butter as the base.
Oh, they use that for some of their non-dairy vegan ones. So I probably have had a version of this.
The funny thing is that most human beings really shouldn't be having dairy-based stuff. It's really interesting, but we know they don't care, we don't care, but with dogs, they go, oh, hold on, it's really not good for them. It's like, yeah, well, it's not good for us either, but they're going, yeah, so that's why they're
care more about our dogs than ourselves, man.
It's
this
true.
Actually looks really good. I mean, I like this flavor.
You're going to get this one. The poncho mix?
Yes.
I should say the Ponches mix, because it's got your two favorite things.
Peanut butter and pretzel swirls.
Yeah, so Ponches mix is Steve's thing.
I kind of want to try it myself. Where can I get one of these?
See, there are some.
Do you think it's at Petco or something like that? Or where do you get Ben & Jerry's dog desserts?
It's got to be at the major places. Petco has to have it.
Target, I bet, because they have a good section for dog stuff.
Yeah. And here's the, you know, I feel like, Steve, there is some dog food, the real high-level dog food, that there's no reason why you couldn't eat that.
Dude, well, there's, my wife just, I can't remember the name of it, but there's now like a meal prep or a meal plan subscription service where they'll ship you the dog food. And it's
really?
And this place it's basically tested on humans, all the food. And she's showing all this to me. I'm like, that's awesome. We're not getting that, I hope you know. And she's like, oh, no, I wasn't thinking that. She just thought it was really funny that now we have a subscription service for dog food.
See, again, everybody, I mean, they're capitalizing on us human beings being what we be, man.
But I've seen dog ice cream at, like, PetSmart or Petco before, and I never once thought of getting it because I just feel like it's just going to be a mess. It's not like a dog knows how to use a spoon. So it's just going to, like, lick this thing, and it's going to, like, tip over, and it's going to get all over the floor.
I feel like they know how to do water. Why, you know what I mean? Or is that...
Well, then when it smells, sure, you can have it.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think? You think
I have no idea. I guess
if you hold it, they'll lick it.
Or
excuse me?
I forget what we're talking about, but it doesn't sound right.
I got kicked out of a few places in college.
There's also a cookie and pumpkin combo called Rosie's Batch.
Interesting.
Rosie's Batch.
Yeah. I don't want to lick Rosie's Batch.
Oh, wow. Ben and Jerry's has now got a dog dessert bowl and doggy merchandise.
What's it look like?
It looks like a bowl with Ben and Jerry's on it.
Okay, I'm sorry, but this is...
apparently, the inspiration came from that they're one of those companies that has their... Like, you're allowed to bring your dog into your workplace, and they have, like,
surprised.
40 canines snuggled under their employees' desks. So they have 40 dogs at their offices.
See, I couldn't work in that environment. I mean, what about people that got allergies? You're screwed. You can't work at Ben and Jerry's if that's the world.
Well, if you have dairy allergies, you probably can't work there either.
Well,
I mean, life sucks. It's not fair.
I don't know.
Find a different job.
I can work at Ben and Jerry's. It doesn't work that way. Like, if I'm around ice cream, I don't all of a sudden start sneezing. You know what I mean?
But yeah,
if
I don't know, so far,
it hasn't happened to me. I have to ingest the dairy in order for it to be bad for me, whereas I don't have to ingest the dog in order for it to be bad for me.
Yeah, go work for another ice cream company.
Okay, fair enough. It's going to start this month. Each 4-ounce cup costs $3 or $5 for a 4-pack.
It's a steep price.
And you said this, Purina's been doing well. Again, it's Ben and Jerry's, dude.
Their pints are like only like maybe $5.
Aren't they the most expensive ice cream out of all ice creams?
No.
Really? They've gotten cheaper? I remember they used to be pretty...
I only know this because once a week I'm getting Ben & Jerry's and then some other non-dairy-based one. And the other non-dairy-based one is like $3 more for a pint than or $2 more for a pint than the Ben & Jerry's one.
So you're telling me you're spending more for dog food than for human food with the same company?
It feels that way. That's why I'm going to try it. And if I like it, I'm just going to get the... The dog food.
You really don't feel... I have to ask you. I really want to look in your eyes. You don't feel like you're being taken advantage of. You don't feel like it's the emperor's new clothes that people are just going, he'll buy anything because he's a dope.
Well, when you ask it that way, I'm the first to say no.
I'm not the witness.
Legit, I don't have any intentions of getting this for Lulu.
Okay, I feel good about you.
Don't know why we would need to. She's got her food, and she gets all the scraps that Tatum likes to throw on the floor.
Yeah.
She thinks it's funny when she throws food on the floor so that Lulu will eat it.
Yeah.
That's our life right now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that only works if you have a dog, Steve, because if I have a dog-flavored ice cream or ice cream for my dog in the freezer and a woman comes over and she opens it and asks me why the Ben & Jerry's in my freezer is for a dog and I don't have one.
You should be like, because I want to make you my bitch. No.
Oh, hey, I see what you did there.
It's very romantic.
I'll try that out.
Yeah. That's not going to work, I promise you.
Oh, you promise him?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right.
10 out of 10 times, you will not get a second date.
Okay.
Someone says I give my dog doggy ice cream all the time. It doesn't melt like regular ice cream, so it doesn't get all over from Ryan and Kirkland.
Look. Perfect. That's all I got to say. You know what, it's just not my world. I get that's what it is. I do stupid stuff in my own world. People do what they do in their world. So, you know what, if you're happy and you've got the disposable income, have at it.
So it says my golden retriever eats Frosty Paws dog ice cream. Aww. Just set the paper cup on the floor. No mess.
Oh, well, there you go. And that's the Purina product.
And I guess there's a number of high-end local mom-and-pop ice cream makers, and their pints of ice cream are about $8 or $9 a piece. In comparison, Ben & Jerry's is pretty cheap.
And again, it's got to be the sunflower butter. It's not really ice or, you know, it's not cream because the dairy ain't good for the dog. I hope so. I hope these local companies are understanding.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, people are so, you know, loving and caring about their dogs. I think that's the one thing where I feel pretty confident that people are doing their
I hope their they're research. Doing their due diligence.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we see the way they dress some of these dogs and they look miserable. Oh. So, you know, sometimes you wonder if people are caring that much.
Ben and Jerry's really loves their dogs because they have a whole page on their site dedicated to all the dogs in the workspace.
You know what I think is funny,
that's
Vicky?
That's so cute.
I mean, you find the cuteness of it, but you're like me, and you really don't want any animals near you.
No, because I'm allergic, and I just don't like feeling itchy and sniffly.
Dogs are cute, though.
I like looking at them, but I don't want them on me or
near
me.
Fair enough.
I wish we worked in a workplace where just all these dogs are walking around.
Well, then it would be the Migs show. It would be done. I mean, I would tell my company there is no way you can be bringing dogs in where I am. We had that one person that had their dog
show up. Steve decided to bring in a bunch of dogs,
yeah,
and refused to not let them stay.
You know, we're a country that sometimes goes, look, we have to think of the minority sometimes, and I feel like this is the one thing that people don't give a damn about. They don't understand that folks have allergies to pets, and it seems like nobody has any empathy for that, and it bothers me because it's like you asked me to have empathy for so many other people who are in the minority, and I'm not talking about like big issues. I'm just talking about people that have this issue or people that have it. Everybody has it, but when it comes to allergies, nobody mm-hmm. cares. And yep. they just look at you like, well, that's the
pop
geek.
A Claritin and shut up. That's what they say.
Exactly. That's the geek disease. Only nerds and geeks get allergies.
You're right. Didn't know that was a thing. That people say that?
Oh, yeah. It always seemed like...
Who says that?
Well, it was the stereotype was the only person that ever seemed to have the allergies on shows was always like the computer guy, the IT guy.
I can see Johnny Lawrence from Cobra Kai calling you a P-word for it, though.
I feel like he would call me a P-word for almost everything in my life. Let's be honest.
He calls everybody the P-word.
Yeah. He was the kind of guy in the 80s that I was not friends with at all because he was just like, I hope your kind dies off so that my kind can live on. Yeah, that's how we were back in the 80s, Dave. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I said, good morning, everyone. Lately, you guys have been talking about some old TV shows, and I was wondering what shows you guys have been rewatching. Me and the wife, we've been binge-watching Criminal Minds. Also, I hope Danny's recovering well from his gonorrhea. Yes, it's pretty much cleared. He'll be back next week.
It's the chlamydia that's the problem. That's what's still keeping him down.
Oh, I thought it was syphilis.
Yeah.
Well, he's got that mutant strain of syphilis.
Yeah. Oh. That's what it is. Yeah. That's always going to be with him, even when he's here. You know, I never got into those shows. You know, those Criminal Minds, those, you know.
The Law and Order.
CSI. Yeah, that too. SUV and all that stuff.
NCIS.
But I watched CSI for a while and then just was like, okay, I've seen every premise.
Yeah, there's one show that they're bringing back again. I mean, I think they've been on for 100 years. It's the dude that played Robin in the Batman Forever.
Chris O'Donnell?
Yeah, his show. Is it CSI maybe or some darn? And I was like, wow, it's still on. And I feel like they've been on for almost, 15 years, I got to be thinking at least.
NCIS Los Angeles.
Yeah, so how long's that show been on? Because, like, Chris O'Donnell, I'm like, wow, he's going to retire in that role, which is a fantastic gig.
2009.
Woo, it's a long time in a galaxy far, far away.
One text says, I just rediscovered Mad About You on Amazon Prime the other day. Love that show. Earlier this morning, you brought up a show I think both of us kind of want to check out again, and that's that 70s show.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know I have not watched every single episode.
It would be fun to see the story arc and see how it goes. And
have you ever figure out what channel it's on, or is it not on?
It's currently not on anything because it was on Netflix, and then it like their contract
it's not
or whatever.
On anything.
It's not on anything right now.
I think they're waiting to see who's going to buy it.
Somebody's probably rerunning it on the local syndication networks. Yeah. I bet probably
somebody's going to purchase that for a good chunk of change. There's
got
to be enough.
C-Dub's got it.
I mean, if you want to pay, it's on Amazon right now
I'm
for paying
for that kind of stuff. I mean, come on,
man,
that's all I got.
Hey, the complete series is only about $60.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not
on DVD. Blu-ray's a little more expensive.
Oh, there we go.
That's a couple nights out eating at Karma Indian. I'd rather do that.
I feel like somebody should have that 70s show. How does
somebody
Hulu
will.
Or Netflix or Prime not have it?
Well, it was Netflix, but then it eventually...
up until the end of last year.
I thought I remember seeing it on there.
So is somebody saving it for their new network that we don't know that's coming out?
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's like, how many of you want me to buy, people? I've got so many as it is. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Jeremy in Seattle, you are on the Rock.
What's going on, BJ?
What's up, Jeremy? What you got for us, brother?
So it's from the topic earlier this morning, something that I'll never give up.
Oh, right, yeah. What is something that you have that you got, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to keep this forever?
So during the whole COVID thing this summer, I've been working on a project car. Well, I bought a parts car over in East Wenatchee, and I get it, and I get it back. And a guy down in Oregon contacted me saying, I'll give you the $800 you paid for the car plus an engine for the car you're working on. And I told him, no, I'm going to use the engine. Well, he kept arguing with me, and so we did the research into the car, and it's an 87 Shelby CXX. It's the 93rd one off the line out of 750.
Oh. So this is pretty rare. Do you think that he was trying to get it at a steal and hope that you didn't know? Is that the
right?
Oh, that's... you know, I mean, I know people try to get a good value. I don't know. I like to let someone know, hey, you got something cool here. What do you say we split the difference? Like, you know, 50-50. Right.
Well, and he argued with me over the engine he was trying to give me, and I'm like, that's not the engine that I need. It's not match. It won't match up. And so that's when we did the research and found it's the 93rd car. It actually has a plate on the dash saying 93 with Carroll Shelby's signature on it.
So is there any way at all that you would get rid of this car?
No, we're actually in the middle of restoring it right now back to its trying to make it the original configuration.
Now, I know nothing about cars. Is it of any, like, what is the value of the car since he was so badly trying to get it? Like, when you have it fixed up to the best it can be, what do you think it'll fetch?
I'd have to look, because I think car 225 sold for about $35,000 to $40,000.
All right. It's not bad.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I could, you know, that's not enough money for you to go, all right, yeah, it's life-changing, I'll have to sell it, or if you're destitute. I could see you keeping that then.
Oh, yeah, we're fixing up. We're going to start taking it to car shows and cruising around with it. So, yeah, it was just a find that we found on Facebook Marketplace, and we're like, we could use the engine, and then come to find out it's actually something kind of a special thing.
Let me ask you about the car collecting community, because I've often wondered about that, because once you get into some sort of hobby and you get into it and then you can really branch out and get with other people, is it very welcoming? Because I would, you know, whenever you get into anything and then realize there's a whole group of people that also do it, but then you still have to bring yourself to the group of people and be the noob. You know, how is that community?
The Shelby community is pretty good, especially with, you know, with the Dodge group. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people don't know that, you know, Shelby worked with Dodge and Lee Iacocca.
Yeah.
And during the 80s and made these cars, you know, what they are. The CSX stands for Carroll Shelby Experimental. So he was playing around with these cars.
Did I hear that name somewhere?
What he could do.
There were two movies I watched. Of course, Ford versus Ferrari. And then the other one with Chris Hemsworth. It was one of those two movies I heard Shelby's name.
It's Ford versus Ford, Ferrari.
Yeah. Yeah, those are...
That was a great movie.
Those, and let me tell you, the Chris Hemsworth one, I can't remember the name of it, but that's also a good one, too.
Rush,
there you go. Rush is good, dude. I mean, somebody recommended that after we talked about Ford versus Ferrari, and I'm not a car guy, but both of those movies...
Who recommended Ford versus Ferrari?
Steve.
The tastemaker Steve Miggs did.
Tastemaker.
Really? You were the first one that turned me on to that?
We went and saw it in the theaters because we were trying to kill time until the baby popped out. And it didn't happen at that time. We were like, past the due date. And we're like, what do we do? We're like, I don't know. Let's go see a movie. Let's pick a random movie and go see it. Maybe if it sucks, hopefully the baby will decide to leave your body.
I am happy that I did it anyway.
It was so good.
Because if you recommended it, it almost would make me not want to see the movie.
I know, but it's a great movie.
It is a good movie.
That was the last movie we saw in theaters.
Wow. Yeah. I watched that with the wife, and then we watched Rush, and that was a good movie as well.
Once upon a time, there was a place you went to watch films.
Oh, yeah.
Called a movie theater.
They're still around in other parts of the country, but here in Washington, no.
Providing snacks, beverages, and a good time.
Yeah. So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone want to know what remnant of a hobby that you once took up is now just taking up space in your house. For me, I have a bunch of unfinished comics.
Unfinished comics, meaning unread, or like he drew them?
I have no idea.
Probably unread.
Yeah.
Unread. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, do you have anything that you got into but never really saw it through?
You know, I recently purged a lot of the stuff because I had my magic act, which I've carried with me to multiple houses and multiple houses, and I finally gave it away. I think it was 2 years ago. But I mean, I kept it with me going, I'm going to pick up the magic hobby again. But it had been like 30 years. And I'm like, I'm never picking this up.
Man, I had some few people text into the show and said that because of me saying that we had a magician at our wedding, they did it and it was a huge hit. In fact, somebody at my church messaged me just recently at the wish us a happy anniversary. He says, to this day, besides his own wedding, his favorite wedding he's ever been to is my wedding. And I was like, well, why is that? Like, what did we, I was just curious. I'm like, why? Like, I felt like it was a pretty traditional wedding. It was awesome for us, but maybe the food was great. He goes, never been to a wedding where there was an actual person just walking at table to table doing magic. Because we didn't have him dressed up as a magician. It wasn't like, hey, this is Heath the magician. It was just, I want you to act like you're a guest in our wedding and you just are saying hi to people. Like, hey, what side of the family are you from? Oh, look, fire just came out of my fingertips. It was so awesome.
I know. That was really awesome.
I kind of kicked myself. I was thinking about that the other day. I wish that we would have had, we didn't have a video during our wedding. Like, we didn't have anyone doing video. We just,
I realized that.
No one ever watches it back. But now looking back, I wish we would have had someone filming, but not actually film the wedding. Maybe a quick little montage of the wedding just so it's established, but then just filming everybody's reaction to the magician.
That would have been cool.
Because he crushed it.
Yeah, that would have been cool to go. Because you didn't get to see all of that because you were too busy in your wedding.
I only saw one trick. I saw fire in the corner of my eye at a table. I'm like, oh, nice. Heath is doing
it. It's the one thing that you wanted so badly that you really didn't get to enjoy.
But I wanted it so everyone else could enjoy it.
Yeah, that's truly a giver.
Thank you. Tastemaker and giver.
All right, I only said giver. Let's just be honest.
You need to renew your vows. You can do it again.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And then I have to step it up. You know, like, I'm sure the wife's going to want, like, some extra expensive ring.
Right.
Well, the husband's going to want David Blaine.
Yes.
Performing at my wedding.
You really, I don't know what anniversary you're looking for here.
Better win that lotto.
Yeah. I mean, you're at the 10th anniversary. What is that? Is that like 10? I mean, so get
it's, I win the lotto anniversary.
There you go.
Okay, well, that's, because you got to get if you're at 10-level anniversary, you can't get David Blaine. You got to get a 10-level magician.
Dude, that would be, oh man, Rev, that's a good one. Like, if 600 million, if I won the lottery.
Okay, I mean, why are we having conversations about things that won't happen as opposed to how we can really make this happen?
It could happen. The drawing's tonight.
You know,
I would totally hire David Blaine.
I got to give Joey some money, as a matter of fact. Joey, you're going to get your plan today?
Oh, I'll do it if you give me money.
Right, I'm going to give you money. I'm going to give you 20. Because we're going to share it as a.
That's spirit, Joe.
Joey's the only guy. $20. Here you go, Joe.
$20.
$20. $10. All right.
There you go. Whatever. It's just now you and the family will split it. However, we work it out if you win. Buy everything you can.
This family.
Wait, you get mad at me.
No, you're out. It's over.
Why? But I've been doing it as a. I remember I changed my ways.
I don't remember that. And you didn't do it. You didn't do it last time. You were too lazy to go.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. I was just pulling a BJ and didn't want to do it myself.
Well, this is the deal. You guys make your own deal. If you win and you don't
this
have to.
This is very hypocritical. Remember how butthurt he was?
Yes. Oh, I've decided rather than be butthurt, I'm going to make my own fortune.
Fine. I don't care.
Well, then if you don't care, then just let the transaction happen and don't transaction shame me.
We just want to point out the hypocrisy.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no hypocrisy.
Nobody else was upset about that except for you.
Yes, and so what did I do? I've changed my own way and decided to be like you guys.
After we all changed our ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You yelled and yelled and screamed.
And so we're like, fine,
we
okay.
all said, fine, I'll share my lotto winnings with
but
you
Steve
guys.
Also bought tickets for himself. Like, he didn't just buy one ticket and it was all for us. He had his own set of tickets.
I cannot confirm or deny that.
Yeah, see, that's my point. This is my own set of tickets. If you still want to go in on a ticket with me, I'm glad to. But this set that I'm doing with Joe is my own set of tickets. You want to? I'll contribute money to a set for the
I'm
show.
I'm sure Joe will share his earnings from it.
Oh, fine. Definitely. If I bought the winning ticket, I don't think there's a way I could not give you guys a couple million.
Joe, I will take my money and hire someone to kick your ass to get the right amount of money. You are my son. You're not going to sit there and put it's blood before whatever the hell this show is.
So I often think this, like, what is the amount that would make me more generous with my friends and family? Like, if I win $600 million, what is it, I got maybe like $500 million after all said and done?
No. If it's $600 million, you're lucky if you get $300 million. With taxes and everything?
Good point. Okay, so yeah, let's just say then after all is said and done, $300 million. All right, then never mind. I'm not sharing it with anyone.
I got
bills to pay.
Yeah.
No, but like, I feel like over $100 million, I'm clearly going to be like hooking a lot of people up.
Dude, you don't understand. You will go through that if you start hooking people up. You'll go through it like a mo. You'd be so surprised.
I'll treat it like, you know, they'll put a lot of time, thought, and effort. There'll be different tiers. Some people maybe don't only get like $500,000.
Oh,
others will get $1 million.
Okay.
And I think at most, like maybe like the closest of my family, then they get like a $5 million payout.
Oh, so when you say close, you're talking just basically your brother, mother, father.
And my wife's family, too. Like her,
oh, so
her
they get the, they
mother
have their
and father
added,
as well.
Oh, so they're added in. That's a pretty good
my
deal.
My in-laws, of course.
See, I feel like in-laws, not saying, I'm not commenting on your in-laws, but I would think in-laws are a little lower on the tier than my own blood.
No, not
in my
for
own
me.
Brain. It's like, look, you'll get, what are you giving them? You said $5 million?
So if I was giving my parents $5 mil,
I'd give the in-laws
I'd give my in-laws $5 mil as well.
Wow, you're a great son-in-law.
I see, know
my,
I am.
Yeah, my mother-in-law.
Tastemaker.
Sorry, mother-in-law, you're getting 2.5.
Though, giver.
She's the only one. Oh, really? Giver?
Great son-in-law.
Tastemaker, there great you go. Son-in-law.
Perfect, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
And then my closest friends would probably get you nothing.
Nothing.
You just this. Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah,
you can't. You lose. I should get something.
Nothing.
Wow.
The divorce will be filled and finished and done before even the money's in
my
pocket.
All right, well, son, you understand if you give anything to Steve, I am disowning you even though you don't care because you'll be a millionaire, but still, you're disowned.
Yeah, that's fair, but they're going to check the security cameras and see I was the one who bought the tickets.
I got news for you.
I said I'm not giving you anything. I'll give your son a good, like, you know, mill.
Oh, so, thanks, Steve. Yeah, we're
a
the
good
text.
Mill. Yeah. Wait, the parents get $5 mil and Joey D's gets a mill?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I thought he'd
right
be in the $500,000 camp.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that so I can get a mill from him since he's buying these tickets right now.
That's a smart move because I would do it.
Don't believe the hype, Joe. All right. Sarah, I got to put Sarah on the case so she will haunt you for the rest of your life if you don't treat us right. Well, if you give it to your mother, that's fine. You'll give your mother some money, right?
I would give you guys money, too. I'm a generous man.
You are. I just don't think you should give anything to Steve because he's not giving anything to me.
Is this true? So this is technically in the state of Washington, you're only legally allowed to gift, I believe it's about $15,000 or $18,000 in a year.
When you say legally allowed to gift, but then you got to pay taxes on it, I think that's what it is. You can gift somebody, which means there's no tax ramifications, but after that, you can give them as money as you want, but everyone's going to have to pay taxes, unfortunately. So they will have to pay taxes on what you give them, which sucks because you pay taxes on the money, and then they'll have to pay taxes on the money.
Yeah, it's $15,000 is the limited amount before you have to start paying taxes.
Yeah, so that's not a completely accurate statement.
I'm wondering if you can do something like if you wanted to buy somebody a house, like your parents a house, or pay off student loans for your brother or cousin or whatever. I'm wondering if that counts as a gift or if you're just paying off a bill.
That's what it is. It's a gift. The idea that you are basically now that what can they find out that you've done
it? I'm not giving anyone anything. I'll just for your good.
Good
I won't. I'm not going to give anybody any money. I don't want you guys to get screwed with taxes.
Here's my answer. Contact a financial advisor or CPA to get the real answer because we're morons. But here's what I'll tell you.
We should write this down for next time we talk to Todd Peach on how we should allocate $600 million we win.
But just get this. It's the government. Ask yourself, will they try to get my money? In any way, shape, or form? Yeah, the answer is yes.
Oh, apparently the gift tax is to be paid by the donor, not the receiver.
Well, that's
so
fine.
So just a heads up.
Yeah, you know, I mean, so then you're just going to have to budget that into what you give somebody.
So you can give money to us now, Steve. You'll just have to pay the
Steve's
taxes.
Done. He's not giving anything to anybody. It's over. Vicky, you're the one that told him.
I'm trying to make this work.
If you try to make it work, then
table.
Don't give him
facts. Well, no, give a little cash under the table.
He just said he wasn't going to, so we wouldn't have to be paying the taxes.
Wouldn't
that's
that be
why.
Awesome. I just walked in with duffel bags and just handed you each duffel bags of money.
Oh, like so George Clooney did.
Yeah.
And plus, look, I'm sure
you didn't get this from me, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm not doing it with you. You'll rat me out.
Yeah, right? I'm not going to rat you out if you give me money.
You
Why would I
said
rat
you would
you
rat
out?
Anybody out if anything came down. You've already called yourself a rat.
When? Yeah. Not in this situation. I stand to benefit in this particular instance.
Oh, okay.
And I would also pay the taxes for Steve. I go, look, don't worry about it, Steve. I'll pay what they tell
don't
you.
Don't worry about
I mean,
it.
You just gave me $1 million. If they tell you you got to pay 100 grand, I would go, here's 100 grand of my million so you don't have to pay the, like, why well, would
that's,
I?
That's very nice of you. Very honorable.
Yes. That's exactly what I would do. All right. Thank you. This is a great conversation. It's never going to happen.
What if it happens tonight?
Yeah. Joey and myself are millionaires.
One of them is.
You guys are chumps.
Well, who's to say I won't play?
Joey, my God, though, if you don't go and get tickets because you go, I got $20, I'll just get coffee.
I mean, one will actually be a success.
Guys, we lost them.
Powerball and mega whatever, okay?
Millions.
Let's get it done. All right. Ryan Castle, we got to talk about him because here's a big question. What do Ryan Castle and Milk have in common? I'll tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Milk have in common?
Pasty, white, and phlegmy.
You know what? This is probably the most accurate description.
Did I get an ooh out of Vicky?
Yes, you did.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that takes work.
Was it an ooh or was it an ooh?
Yeah. A little bit of both.
Yeah. All she was like aroused in a disgusting way.
I like this text says, both get lumpy as they age.
That's true.
Both give Steve strong bones.
And both seem rich.
And both cause Thrill to fart.
Ah. Okay.
Thrill is castle intolerant. It's true.
So, first of all, congratulations, Florida. You're not part of this story. This happened in Connecticut on Sunday at a Walmart. Dude went in to buy a gallon of milk. He was 40 years old, was not happy about the price of the milk. So what did he do? He got in line to buy it. And then when the checkout woman told him the price, he pulled out a knife and stabbed her in the side of the head. Because that's what you do when you don't like the price of something. Luckily, she's going to be okay. But yeah, he's obviously in jail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a happy story. Leads you right into Ryan Castle. Another
is
happy
milk
guy.
That expensive?
Yeah, I guess so. Ryan Castle, here's what's not expensive. A 12-pack. He's got that next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Morning, Tombo. So what about you, man? What's that one thing that you have you'll never get rid of?
It's a little piece of my mom, I hope.
Okay, that does not sound right. We'd like to give you a chance to rephrase that there, psycho. I mean, okay, Norman Bates, what are you talking about?
When they make a movie about Tombo, they're going to have Anthony Hopkins play the role.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.